Let your breaths come deeper and a little more full and a little more slowly, so that your physical being can turn into a receptor, a vessel for the energy and the message that's coming. Feel your feet on the floor, body in the chair, nicely relaxed. And feel the energy in the room that's been created here today. The people that have brought this event to this room. And those of you from where you've come have come here to be together with this family of light, with this family of love. So as you're breathing, let yourself be aware of that love around you. Let it just surround you and let it hold you in this relaxed and loving embrace, so that you can be open to the beautiful love that's here and receive the energy. Because that's what we're here to do, isn't it? To receive the energy, to bring it in, and let it be a part of who we are, a new part of who we are, so that when we leave, we take it with us into our world, but we also take it with us in a way that affects others, that they feel the love, that they see the light, and that they know that there is something different that comes with the honoring and the loving message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I want you to put a bubble around this place, blocking out all other sounds, concepts. There is an energy here for you. And for some this day, it's an energy of aha. It's an energy that isn't new, it's remembering. There's going to be a lot of these rememberings for you, dear ones. This is what you expected. That you're going to start remembering the things of ancient days that made sense, that you learned about, the energies that some of you experienced as shamanic beings. The ancients were you, old soul. There's a lot to remember. You'll remember the various prophecies that even you participated in, knowing at some level you'd be there someday. And now here you are. All of these things begin to make sense in the feelings that you have. This particular channel is one that asks a question. How are you going to do going from the dark to the light? When an old soul has literally been on the planet as long as humans, from the very creative source that gave you the creation story, when you were imbued with the knowledge of light and dark, you've been alive. At some level, civilization after civilization, even some your history books don't know about yet. And you were part of them. That's how old you are. And each time, dear ones, you never got out of the playground. What I mean by that Is it on a scale of 1 to 10, meaning 1 is birth, literally, and 10 is graduation? You're at about 3.5. And that is as far as it got in any civilization on this planet. Oh, there have been some with enlightened starts that then corrupted themselves pretty fast. And here you are with an idea that you're sitting in a civilization that was prophesied and beginning the evolution of the human consciousness, of the spirit, of all that is grand. You have then lived thousands, perhaps, of years with an older energy. And here you are with a changing energy where light is starting to show itself, where darkness is starting to flail around because it's losing. Because the very attributes of what used to be the planet are no longer going to be the planet. And all of the systems that counted on control, lack of integrity and greed, are going to start to crumble. Different parts of the planet first, others will follow, but they will crumble. Because light is winning. How are you doing? And how will it be walking into the light from thousands of years of darkness? What habits are you going to carry that'll keep you in the dark? Just a few attributes in these few moments I want to share with you. Food for thought, old soul. You are the hope of the planet. You are the light of the planet. You are the experienced ones of the planet. And yet so many of you are still in the dark. How are you going to do it? So I'm going to make a list, as I often do, and it's not a long one, of the attributes of moving from the old to the new. And just like some of the other ones that we have told you about in the other lists, number one goes like this. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? We've given channels about health and your ability to mind the Akash and talk to your cells and work with your innate. And number one is always, do you believe it? And the reason this is primary and the most important is because unless your consciousness takes it in as truth, the rest of your body hasn't got a chance. You are the boss of your cells. Your consciousness talks to that which is your innate, and you have to be on board with all of it. You have to make it your own. Do you believe it? Do you really believe a shift has taken place? As you look around the planet and see all that is happening in business, in government, it's all strange. It all was not supposed to happen in an old track. It's still floundering in this new energy, which has never been tested and no one has ever seen. Odd things take place. You take a saltwater fish and put them in fresh water, they'll die. Unless there's a mechanism for them to refine their metabolism so they don't need the salt. You're moving from dark to light. And there is so much freshness here, and all you see it as is change. Number one, you have to believe it. And that's the first question I would ask you. When you're with yourself in the closet, do you believe it? Is this really happening on the planet, or is it something you heard at a seminar during a channel? Is it wishful thinking that you're really not on board with? or are you part of it? How many of you have said to yourselves, I see it. Wow, it's really happening. I am in the right place at the right time. I am part of this shift. One of the grandest things that has happened on the planet. I am alive at the right time. I came for this. Some of you may be super analytical and say, I couldn't have come for this. I'm too old. Or this and that is wrong with me. I cannot proceed. Not understanding that the creation of light, old soul, is something you do best no matter who you are, how old you are, or what's happening in your body. The creation of compassion and light is consciousness creation. And all of you can do it. There's so many who have said, I'm not coming back the next time. I've done my job. Yes, you are. And I'll say it again and again, you wouldn't miss the party. Dear ones, you're not going to make the same mistakes you did this time. You come in with a freshness. That's what is going to happen. But for now, we need you, just like you are, to literally win this war of light and dark while you're still alive and here. And that is why we offer you extended life. When you start to understand how you can heal your body, talk to your cells, create that which medicine has said is impossible. Some are sitting here right now and you've done it. I know who's here. I know who sits in front of me. Miracles abound with you. Synchronicities are in the audience. You haven't told any about. You haven't told many or any. I know them all. I know what's happened. You are so ripe for this information. Once you have decided that it's real and decide to own it for yourself, own it, then you can begin. Then you can begin. And so number two is, what are you going to do about it? What changes in you because you have cognized or owned the fact that there is a dark light shift happening? That it is the prophecy of the ages. That you are in a time that is unusual, ripe with change. What is your next step? What are you going to do? Human, you contain old habits. And this is nothing to be ashamed of or be guilty about. Habits are habits. You've done what you've done to survive all your life. And now it starts to shift. So what if you were to analyze your reactions to things, your attitudes toward things? Are you a complainer? You may not even know it, but you are because others are, because you chime in with them, perhaps. Did you know that this is a habit? It's a cultural habit. You may not actually believe the things that you say, but it's a habit. Do you have a positive approach to the future? When you talk to others, do you buy into what they're telling you and nod your head? Yes, we're all doomed. Yes, this is awful. Yes, this never will get better. Yes, yes, yes. But without being contrary or antisocial, do you instead think about it and say, I'm not really sure. I've heard some good things. I'm a little more positive than that, without then stating something that would make them uncomfortable or wrong. Have you figured out the diplomacy of common sense and joy? And how you can go against the grain and be not seen as somebody who is an outsider who creates trouble, but as somebody who is forward-thinking and aggressive with joy. There's a difference. How will it change you for this to be true? Will you start looking at things differently? What is possible when before you thought it wasn't? In your own life, will you start taking stock of perhaps what might be instead of that which you've already decided can't be? I'm talking to somebody here who have decided who they are, and nothing will change it. That's just not true, dear ones. I gave a channel once about the delusions of the darkness, the great untruths. And that's one of them, that you can't change, or that you'll never change, or that human nature will always be the same. Can you get out of the box of the past and start looking forward to something you don't expect? When somebody says to you, these are the facts, these are the facts, it can't happen, look, these are the facts, this is what's happened in the past. Can you say, I don't know how it's going to happen, but I feel so confident that things can change and that the future is not what we've been told. You see, we don't know everything. You don't know what you don't know. And therefore, there is hope, not just hope, there's promise. Who are you, one who believes in the shift? And how then do you change to show it? That was number two. Number three, there are some very old energies in your society, in your culture, that have always been the same, that represent human nature, and you have to decide what to do with them. You may not be able to change them, but you have a choice on what to do with them. If you have bought into this change, if you are starting to think positive, then let me tell you something. There is light on this planet that is not being reported. There's light on this planet that is beginning, some that just have seeds, some that are growing, some that are beautiful and joyful, and you'll never know about it. And the reason? Let me ask you a question. Does it make sense to you to be the positive person that you are, to expect compassion and joy in your life, to start working with that which is around you, which is still darkness, to push against the dark? You come home and you're tired. What do you do next? Well, some of you said it would be a really good idea if we turned on the media and watched all of the horrible things that had happened on the planet that day. And if we get tired of the news, we're going to turn to entertainment where we can watch families argue. What I'm telling you, dear ones, is your media is broken. Right now, it is in the old energy. It thinks it knows what you want, and it's going to deliver darkness on a regular basis. And if there's nothing dark, they'll make it up. That is what you're faced with. Here is my advice. Select the media carefully that you want to hear and that you believe is true and accurate. Wouldn't you rather have fun things to watch? Perhaps you'd like to watch fun pets, animals doing fun things, babies taking their first step, heroic acts on the planet, amazing nature. You can see all of that as much as you want without commercials. This is doable today. So number three is don't listen to broadcast. I say this because broadcast not only is broken, They haven't caught up yet with anything that's happening on the planet. Not yet. Even the channels that will give you that which is supposedly good education and history are biased in ways that you would not even expect. Select what you hear very, very carefully. And that's number three. Let's review that. They haven't caught up to the magnificence of the change that is happening on this planet. They haven't caught up to who you are. They don't know about the old soul. They don't know. What would happen if they started programming things that people really wanted to watch? What would happen is exactly what they want. The revenues would go up. I hope they're listening. And that is what people really want to watch, not what they're giving them. They'll come someday, honestly, dear ones, will there be more than one good news channel. And you tune in and you'll hear the best things that have happened on that day on the planet. Balanced perhaps with some other things that also happen, but a balance that you have not seen yet anywhere today, ever. Let me give you another one. Dear ones, some of you have friends, family, work. It's difficult to be there because every time you report, all there is drama. It hurts your heart. Sometimes it makes you afraid. It makes you tired. And you can't do anything about it. It's the nature of darkness. Drama spins often in families. And it's the reason that so many of you lightworkers in this room and listening have disengaged from the core family. You have become the black sheep. They have no idea you're the white sheep. And what is black is the drama that they spin in. That is why holidays are difficult, because you have to pop back into the drama for a moment or two. There are places you will go that you've gone forever in the old energy that are dramatic and that feature drama. I want to tell you something I've never said before. It would serve you, old soul, to find an avenue out of the drama. Whatever that means to you, someone just got it here. That was the answer you wanted, my friend. Disengage from the drama. And when you do, you're going to find that you're going to live longer, light is going to come in, you're going to laugh more, joy is yours, and you never have to look at it again the way you have now. Lightworker, listen to me. Old soul, listen to me. Get out of the drama. Don't let any situation go to a dramatic place over and over and over while you sit there and let it. If you cannot control it, if you cannot be part of changing it, remove yourself. Why would you sit around poison? Why would you continue to ingest things that are going to kill you? You wouldn't do that. Then why stay with drama? Individually, each one of you will know what I'm talking about. That was number four. Number five is the last. There are five steps because this has to do with massive change. I want you to invite back the inner child into your life. Can you remember, dear ones, a time when you had nothing to worry about? When the biggest thing on your mind is how long you could play and when you had to come in. That's still there. And it's not an invitation to be irresponsible. It's an invitation to find the joy of a child. And to paste it upon life as you know it. So that there is a friendliness and a balance and a kindness to you. That comes with the innocence of a child who is able to temper everything around them and stay joyful. This is critical. Although it's number five, it has to be because it may be the hardest. With what is around you and the situations around you and the battle of light and dark, I'm asking you to find joy. And in order to do that, there are remembrances of the most joyful things that have ever happened to you, and often it has to do with your childhood. The day before Christmas or your birthday, the day before some event that you've been looking forward to for so long, the excitement that you have and the innocence that is yours, that you want to jump up and down and just be. A time when you are so in love with life. And I have a statement to make, dear old soul, that the evolved human being has the opportunity to have that every day of their life until their last breath. It doesn't belong to children. It belongs to an evolved human being. That's what makes the difference between the old and the new. Compassion will play its part here naturally, self-evident. Love will play its part naturally, common sense, self-evident. You don't have to try to love. You don't have to try to be compassionate. It's just who you are. Can you cognize this? Number one, is it really happening? Is the shift happening? And if it is, the wind is at your back. We've said it before. This is the new energy. Welcome to the new earth. Go from this place changed. There will be some who listen to this and say, that Kryon crazy. It's not what I see on the news. Exactly. Why watch it? There are things on this planet that are beautiful, that are happening right now, that are not being seen. I want you to cognize that and know it and believe it and understand it. Light is winning. And so it is.